Sup, players? Welcome back to the Playcast with the Player and the Padawan. I'm your resident player, Jack.
And this is Cards as the Padawan.
Welcome back, Cards. Today, I would like to start by talking about something that you mentioned in our last podcast. You talked a little bit about how you were having good success with your game progression and with women and getting laid and getting everything that you ever thought you wanted, but that it wasn't actually what you wanted. And I was hoping that you'd tell us more about that today.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't say I've gotten everything that I've wanted. I think there's still lots of areas that I'm weak on with game that I would like to see improved. But one thing that I discovered was the thing that I thought I wanted wasn't actually what I actually wanted. Because I thought I wanted to just be able to sleep with a bunch of girls and like have a bunch of like regular girls that I could just call and they could come over and we would have fun. And yeah, I did that and it was fun. But it turned out to be a lot more work than I was expecting. I talked about this in the last podcast. And yeah, I realized that like the reason I got into game in the first place, if I just take a step back and kind of examine my life, like I grew up in a very, like, I grew up as a nerd, essentially. Like, I kept to myself. I was really into computer games and just, like, computer stuff, and I didn't really have a social life that much. I was always scared to, like, talk to other people, like, especially girls. Like, I could never talk to girls, right? And so I spent most of my childhood and, like, you know, my adolescence just, you know, by myself and with my family and, like, with my close friends, but, like, never really having much experience with girls. And so, like, for me, that part of my life was just, like, oh, I'll never be able to, like, this is who I am. I'm never going to be that successful with women. Like, maybe I'll get lucky when I, you know, find someone. But that's kind of the mindset I had earlier. And after I got into game, I quickly realized, I was like, oh, like, not only can I have this thing where it's like I can actually talk to girls, it's like, oh, like, I can have easy access to sex. That's not something I ever thought possible. So I'm just going to do that thing, right? That's the thing, that the shiny thing that, oh, like, sex all the time. That's really the thing that I want with different girls all the time. And that's what I chased after. But when I got it, like with so many other things in life, like when you get with the thing that you think you want, you realize it's not actually the thing that you want.
So your initial goals getting into game were to be able to have sex with multiple women at a time, like to have several women on the go, spinning plates as some people call it, to have regular booty calls with several different girls, right?
Kind of. Actually, I would say my original, like, motivation to get into game was just, like, I wanted to have a girlfriend. Like, I just wanted to get laid. And then once I realized the power of, like, what game can give you, I was like, wait, you mean... I thought the most I could get was, like, a girlfriend. But sure. Then I realized there's a place beyond that, and I was like, whoa, what is this fantasy land of, like, you know, girls every night, different girls every night, like, that's where I wanted it. And it was like this shiny thing that I think it wasn't a goal I had initially coming into game, but then when I realized what game was, I was like, oh, that's clearly, obviously, that's the thing that I want.
That Elysium somewhere over the rainbow where bluebirds fly, right?
Exactly.
But just like in the classic movie, it's not really all that it's cracked up to be, is it?
No, it the thing they don't tell you, like, even with guys, it's like, oh, yeah, I, like, slept with, you know, maybe if you were even reading my progress blog, you're like, oh, like, he slept with 4 girls in 1 week. That's really cool. It's like, yeah, but it was also, like, an entire month of, like, prep work to make that happen, and then that week was actually pretty stressful because you're having to, like, manage, like, all these different conversations and setting things up and making sure that all the girls don't know about each other and, like...
Plus, yeah. Just having your actual normal life.
Right. Like, this isn't, like, just... a free thing.
It's not. This is all extracurricular.
Right. It's not something I'm dedicating. Like, I have my normal day job and I'm having my existing life. And so this is like extra stuff on top of it. So like for that month of October, I essentially dedicated 100% of my time to game. And I was willing to do that because that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to make progress in that area, but that's not really a sustainable, like, if you want to have kind of a balanced life, if you will, like, you can't spend all of your time doing game all the time.
Yeah, and I think that what a lot of people miss out on whenever they first get into this is they miss out on seeing, like, the potential negative ramifications that come with come with certain choices that you make. And as a great and wise hero once told us, with great power comes great responsibility. And in the same way, once you realize that, oh, I can basically get laid on command. I can go out tonight, as we record this. This is a Thursday. And if we left from this recording and we went out tonight, we could both meet someone new and most likely take them home tonight. And that is an incredibly tempting power to have once you realize that that's a thing that you can do. But it does come with certain negative consequences and ramifications. There is essentially a dark side to game, where you start getting addicted to the conquest itself rather than actually trying to meet a specific goal, right? Was it Alexander the Great who said that he wept because there were no more lands to conquer, right? When you're addicted to the conquest itself, that becomes its own motivation for going out, which at first sounds awesome, right? Like, if you're talking to somebody who's new to game and you say, oh yeah, listen, man, you know, one day even you will get tired of just banging random sluts every single day. They're like, nope, I don't think so, man. Don't think so. And that's true at that time, right? Like, in their mind and in their life where they are. But there comes a point where it's no longer interesting, it's no longer entertaining to yourself, and most importantly, you're not improving, right? Like, for example, my general routine with girls, if I go out and I'm trying to talk to her, I'm chatting up a girl, then my general routine with her, it actually hasn't changed in about 6 years. And that's because about 6 years ago, I found one that just, it works, right? It works. And so why change a thing that works, right? Like, that's like trying to change the Coca-Cola formula. Like, just don't do it, right? But at the same time, you're not improving anything. You're not getting any better. So if you're not doing it for self-improvement, and I mean, you're at that point, you're obviously not doing it because of a physical need, then all that you're doing it for is to feed your ego. And your ego can be incredibly destructive if you let it run your life. And that can run in a lot of different ways, right? Like, let's say that you are incredibly successful with women, and to the point that you have unheard of levels of success. You're banging a brand new girl every single day, 365 girls in a year. Holy crap, that's incredible. And your ego is going to say, okay, but why not 720? Right? Like, why are we only banging one girl a day when we could be banging two girls a day? Your ego is insatiable. You simply cannot do enough to fill up your ego to the point where it says, okay, yeah, I think that's enough. We're done. Like, it doesn't work that way if you let your ego run it. And then on the other side, if you're letting your ego run the show, then every single rejection or every single girl who chats with you for a little bit, but then she's not interested, she flakes on a date, she just doesn't want to come back to your place, anything, it's gonna hurt like a motherfucker because you're letting your ego run everything.
Yeah, and I think there's also a point where if you go too far down that path, you basically start dehumanizing the women, and you don't view them as people anymore, and you just view them as, you know, essentially sex objects. And, like, they are people, right? Like, they're people, we know how to talk to them, and we know how to get them attracted to us.
Most of them.
But, like, at the end of the day, like, they are people, they have feelings, and, you know, if you go down too far down the path of, these are just robots that if I say the right words at the right time, then I can get them to do what I want, then you can start making some pretty messed up decisions in terms of how you treat them, and you can actually get into some real trouble.
Yeah, there are definitely some other darker ramifications that come with that. But without getting too far down that rabbit hole, I'm going to talk about a time when I I kind of slipped down that path of getting too invested in the game and not invested in actually what I was doing. So this happened about 5 years ago, roughly, and I had just gotten out of a relationship with a girl, and I just decided, you know what, I want to bang a different girl every day for a month. 30 days, 30 girls. And I went all in on this. I mean, even while I was at work, I was sending messages every day when I would walk out. I was walking down the street. If I saw any girl that I was even moderately attracted to, I would go up and I'd chat with them and I'd take their number, or I'd try to take them out on an Insta date or something like that. And every single evening I had a date with a different girl, to the point where whenever I met a girl and said, I really want to meet you, I want to hang out with you, let's spend some time together, she'd say, okay, cool, how about Friday night? I say, oh, I'm booked on Friday, but I think I can get you in on Tuesday the 19th for a 7 p.m. dinner. How does that sound? Right? And like, it sounds ridiculous talking about it now, because like, how could that work? I mean, they went for it because in their mind, something that is hard to acquire is necessarily more valuable. And so to acquire my time, it must be a valuable resource, right? And so it somehow actually worked out in my favor. But God, it was draining. It was exhausting. By the end of that month, I wanted nothing to do with meeting women or going out or anything. I spent all my time, all my energy, all my money, you know, like going out to eat and drink every single night of the week and then waking up the next morning to go to work. I was exhausted, I was broke, and I was just running on empty. You know, like you can't do that. You can't chase it just for the sake of doing it. And that's one of the reasons that these arbitrary goals of like, okay, well, I'll settle down after I bang 100 girls or something, right? Like, that's a terrible idea because it's pure ego. It's 100% pure ego, and it doesn't have anything to do with your actual goals. And so that's why one of the most important things that I do whenever I meet up with guys to coach them, one of the really important things we do on the very first day, in fact, the very first thing we do, is we sit down and we talk about what your goals are, your actual goals. Like, yes, of course you're here to get laid, you're here to meet women, you're here to improve your social skills, things like that, sure. But what are your actual goals with women? What are you trying for? And if I had met you when you were first getting into game and we sat down, the goal you would have told me would have been what you said earlier. I want to get a good girlfriend. And for most guys, that actually is the goal. That is the goal, but then they get seduced by the power of the game, right? Yep. The one game to rule all others and all that other nonsense. And it is. It's very seductive. It's very tempting to keep going once you start. And so you have to define your goals early so that you know what it is you're aiming for.
Right. I think it's, like, for me at least, it was, you know, I didn't think I could, you know, have this power or whatever. But once I realized it was possible, I was like, well, of course I need to exercise the power, because what good is the power that you don't exercise? Which I think is why, you know... if you give power to someone, like, of course they're going to use it. And
yeah. Absolute power corrupts absolutely.
Right, exactly. And so, like, for me, it was like, yeah, like, the reason I got into game is, like, I wanted to improve my social skills enough that I could just, you know, get an attractive girlfriend that everyone's like, oh, yeah, like, how did you get that girl? Like, cards, like, she's so attractive, like, she's way above your level. Like, that's the type of thing that I really wanted. Like, the girl that you can take home to your parents and, like, you know, yeah, like, everyone's cool with it and, like,
that first part though, that's ego, man. We all have that thought, right? Like every guy has had that thought, like, oh, I want to have the girlfriend that all the other guys are jealous of. Dude, you trying to impress other guys? It's kind of gay. right? Like, yeah. I'm teasing you a little bit, but actually that is pure ego, isn't it? Right? Saying, like, you don't... you're less interested, even in your fantasy of who this wonderful girl is, you're less interested in things about her than you are just in, well, will other guys be impressed by her or not? That's some ego stroking right there. Right?
Right.
And the thing is that we all engage in that, right? We all have that thought. We all have that thought. And whenever you feel that stuff start coming up, you've got to squash it back down, right? And say, nope, that's stupid. That's ego. And ego is not going to get you anywhere, at least in terms of actually meeting your goals.
Right.
So how did you end up finding your way back to, or have you found your way back to your original goal? Has it changed at this point? I know that what you did in October, you were very proud of, and with good reason, because you worked very hard for it. And then as soon as you were done with it, you were like, yep, that was fun, and I'm out.
Yeah, it was, yeah. It was one of those things where I was like, yeah, like, I could continue with this, but it's actually not very fulfilling. Like, and I realized that what I really was looking for was, like, a fulfilling relationship where, like, yeah, like, you know, the sex part is the, you know, the animal part of it, the physical part of it, which is important. But there's also another part to it where I was like, after I was done having sex with the girl, I was kind of like, okay, well, I don't want anything to do with you, but it's kind of rude to, like, ask you to leave. And, like, there was just that whole other part of just, like, I want to feel like I enjoy, like, the conversation, like, I enjoy, like, being with the person, like, and doing things with them. And that whole part was missing for me, and I realized that it was something I really wanted. And then, like, it just so happened that I happened to find a girl that hit all the boxes for me of the things, like, I just enjoyed spending time with her, like, we connected, like, the sex was good, like, all of this other things. And it was kind of like, well, I could, you know, try to see other girls and potentially risk losing her, but, like, why would I do that? Like, at this point I've had enough experience where I know kind of the girl that I'm, like, really attracted to and the type of girl that I'm not really attracted to, like, not physically, but, like, in terms of, like, the whole package. And, like, this girl hit all the check boxes for me, and so I was like, well, I would be stupid to just let this pass by without, you know, giving it a shot. And I think if you were, you know, too far into the dark side of game, like Jack was saying earlier, you would be tempted to just let this pass by, and, like, who knows, like, the next time you would find a girl that would hit all these boxes, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And that is actually a mistake that I have made before. I met a girl, and this is years back, and we dated for a bit, and I was pretty shitty, to be honest. Like, I was banging other chicks behind her back, and I didn't really pay much attention to her. And that's because I was so focused on the ego aspect of it, the idea of, like, okay, well, you know, she can't come out tonight, or she's busy with something else, or whatever. Well, that's fine. I'll just go fuck someone. Okay. And that, yes, that is a thing, and that was a thing I could do, and I did, but it wasn't necessarily the responsible thing to do. And as a result of my fucking around, I ended up losing her, and I mean, she wasn't the last girl, and she's obviously not the only girl in the world, but it took a long time to find someone else that was worth spending time with. You know, after her, it was just a string of, like, you'll do kind of girls, right? Yeah. Which is, like, that's not an ideal situation. So if you do find a girl that you're interested in sticking around with and spending your time with, if you find a girl that is more interesting to you than turning the PlayStation on after you're done with sex, then, like, yeah, probably keep her around for a bit. And, you know, don't use your superpower for a little bit. Feel it out and give it a chance, because especially if that's your ultimate goal to find that, then you really need to keep your eye on the prize and keep your ego in check.
Yeah, and the other, like, nice thing is, like, when you go into the relationship, you always, in the back of your mind, you have basically the confidence of, like, if this doesn't work out, I can easily go out and find a new girl. Which, for me, in some of my past relationships, I didn't have that, and I felt like I was trapped in this relationship. And it was like, oh, if I get out of this relationship, I'm not going to be able to meet another girl. And so you tend to act in ways that, like, you don't want to make her mad, or, like, you, like, just a whole host of things where, like, it's just not good. And so if you just have the mindset of, like, oh, like, if this relationship doesn't work out, like, fine, I can go out and get another one, that just makes it better.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's definitely, it's kind of like having a job, but also having fuck you money at the same time. You know, like, I'm working because I like the job. I don't need the money. Obviously, you have to pay me for my work still, but, like, okay, if the job doesn't work out, or if I just decide I don't like it one day, no problem. I don't need it. And that's, I guess that's kind of the real superpower at the end of the day that game gives you. Is it, yes, it can let you bang hundreds, thousands of sluts if you want, and you can. And if that's what you want to do, then that's perfectly fine. But it also gives you the power and the confidence to know that regardless of what happens in any given relationship or with any given girl, you can go out afterwards and still be fine, right? Like, no girl will destroy you. You're not going to be, oh, that was the only one, or something like that. You always have the ability to find another. And it might not be the same, and you might not be able to replace that one, which is, you know, like we said, why you should give the good ones a shot. But you're never stuck. You're never trapped. You always have that plan B. And that's really what having this skill is all about, because you don't want to ever be trapped. And if you go too far down the dark side, then you'll find that you end up getting trapped by yourself and by your own ego and desires. Well, I know that got a little bit serious and it's not like our normal conversations, but still, I always appreciate the feedback that you guys give me. The emails at jacknorth@thesoulplayer.com for comments, questions, concerns, true confessions, or even better, join the forum at forum.thesoulplayer.com, and you can join in the discussion with me, Cards, and all of the other guys that are there. Ask your questions, get your answers, and even give your own advice for things that you know all about. I really hope to see you guys there. And I'll definitely talk to you in the next episode of the Playcast. Players out!